are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Europa every Monday. I'm so happy to be here again. And I have a guest who are very special to me. I have two guests. They both are very special to me. Kuba Ka.
Hey,
can you say hi to
how
us?
Are you? Hey, everybody. A pleasure to be back. You
know, oh, my
I feel
God.
Like almost back home. You know, it's so great energy here today.
And you didn't, yeah, this is first time in new studio.
First time in new studio, very sharp, very glamorous, as always.
I know,
whatever you do is glamorous.
We have new board.
The best.
Oh, thank you so much. We have new board. I'm still a little bit learning. God, thank you for... Hi, Ronan. He always watches my back.
Yeah,
but
he's
now
cool.
He's busy. I can see him through the big glass. And we have gorgeous women. Again, I cannot wait when we'll be having cameras in our studio. Because I think sometimes the cameras are... necessary.
Right.
Okay, Kuba Ka is beautiful. Everybody knows that.
Oh, thank you.
And we now know why he's so beautiful. Because he has an amazing looking mama. Hello, mama.
Hello,
Tina Trotso. That's how we spell your name?
Yes, Tina Trotso. Hello. Thank you so much, Ilona. Hello, everybody. I love LA. I love you. My pleasure to be here.
Okay. Everybody a little closer to the microphone. Yes,
all right.
A little bit closer. Okay.
Here we start. The party.
Yes, let's start the party. I'm just almost overwhelmed today because there's so much to talk about, so much to explain, so much to give people the good news about Kuba Ka Kingdom, Kuba Ka Life, Kuba Ka New Look, Kuba Ka New Calendar, Kuba Ka New Movie, Kuba Ka New Single
Charity.
Release, new charities. I am really overwhelmed. How are you? Are you overwhelmed with your life?
I really am. I mean, you know, it's a beautiful journey. It was very hard to put all the puzzles together. And, you know, it took time definitely to make it happen. But now, you know, having this all becoming a reality, it feels so, so great. Because, you know, so many people, when they could see so many problems I was going through, fighting for my dream, some of them, they were like, you know, really good luck, but it might never happen. And I'm like, you know, I will show you it will. I'm a fighter, you know. So I think this belief and great support of great people like my mom, like my friends, like, you know, my publicist, it all is a teamwork, you know, like a football game. And now we got to Super Bowl. So let's see how we'll play
Super
this.
Super Bowl. Okay.
Yeah.
I will not get you stop talking about past, because I think who you are today is also...
Yes.
What led you to it, you know?
Absolutely.
And people probably maybe remember, some people maybe listen to our previous shows. I think you are third times maybe.
Yeah.
And a lot of things happened, like we say. We know each other personally maybe for a year and a half, and then you were coming
yes.
little bit here and there. But I think you are so unusual, artist, performer, human, that people need to know a little bit about your past.
My past.
Because...
Yeah.
You are Polish-Italian.
Absolutely.
And Mama will speak a little bit later because obviously Mama, we heard she has amazing accent also. She's
yes.
Italian. She's gorgeous. And she speaks Polish also. Always scares
I'm
me.
I'm so proud of her. She's really the best mom in the world.
It's just amazing, you know. And again, we can talk about career. We can talk everything.
Absolutely.
But what led us, you know, and the long journey that
right.
got you here to... Hollywood right now,
yeah.
support of Mama and Daddy. Hi, Daddy, everybody
yes,
say.
Hi, Dad, wherever
so
you are.
Cool.
We miss Daddy.
Sweetheart.
You know.
I had no chance to meet Daddy, but also
oh,
I
you
see
have to meet him.
All his
He's
pictures. And we can say
cool.
a little bit, who is your dad or who is your husband, Tina?
Oh, my husband is sweetheart, but it's also a real gentleman and is a wonderful father and amazing husband. I spent almost all my life with him because I met him when I was 19 years old. I was the student. Until now we are together. Until now we love each other so much. So you can imagine how lucky we are.
Yes.
Does the family, it's our treasure.
Yeah.
Does the family, it's our power. Does the family, to me, is everything.
Oh, I want to cry. Oh. I know some people know that I just recently got my divorce after 25 years of being in love with the same man, but somehow
but you know,
life
day
didn't work
has
out.
Come, you know?
I'm
You're
so
such
tired
a
of
blonde,
loving people.
Polish lady. Come on, you know, it's
know.
A new great chapter.
I have two dogs. I love them. And of course, I have my daughter, and she's
the
love of
daughter.
My life.
So, I love
yeah,
Natasha
love
very
daughter.
Much.
To I love you all.
Then
yeah, really.
I will say hi to Daddy, and could we mention his name? Is this okay?
Yeah, Andrew.
Andrew?
Yeah,
yes.
And he's, you know, also I wanted to say he's such a cool fighter as a dad because, you know, of course, obviously when you come to Hollywood, you are on the right. And sometimes when we had very difficult days where we even didn't know if we can plan tomorrow, you know, he always was this one that would motivate me and stay with me and say, you know what, we might have no money today, we might have this problems, that problems, but, you know, I will make you protected and I will, you know, make you go ahead because I will not let my son be destroyed by anything. So, you know, it's amazing to have a father, a mother that whatever happens, we are together. And we really had days that it was just, we had no vision even what can be tomorrow, you know,
and also our dad, my yeah. husband, is very smart man because he's professor at university. He is professor of European Union economy, but he has the knowledge about the economy, how to provide the business. And I must tell you, of course, you know that I am a European attorney and the manager of many artists, yeah. but I still am a student of my husband.
Still
we all
and
are.
This relation is so cool and
They're
cute.
They're such a beautiful marriage.
It is really wonderful because he loves to teach us, but he does it with such love.
Yeah.
Tina, please, to make me not so jealous and to
no,
all ladies
more
who are
our
not...
Family.
Tina, tell me about... Yes.
Of our
tell
family.
Me, did you ever fought? Are you fighting ever with your husband? Ever?
You know, sometimes...
Argue, maybe. That's better.
No, sometimes I can be honest. I want to feel my power as the person too.
Yes.
So I just ask him, please stop teaching me. I know the business and I'm also proud yeah. because I do a lot for my son and I came here for the reason. It is not that I was not able to do nothing in Europe. I left my business there just to be here to give my help for our son. So my husband, he appreciates that, but you know, professor,
yes.
he loves to teach.
You know, and I know somebody's phone. Who this could be?
Who's calling
I
us?
I don't think so. We'll be picking
we'll
up.
We'll open a hotline.
It's so funny because I'm vibrating. Okay, on this phone. But yeah, you know what? This is it's very important what we are talking about because I think
yeah.
that family, whatever the family is, whatever family wants to achieve and how much it wants to help their own children,
yeah.
this is what really life is about.
Absolutely.
You know, but when you have so precious talent on your hands, in your hands, like Kubaka right now, yes, that's your official name.
Yeah,
and
official.
This started much, much, much earlier. You were an actor, yes, in Poland.
Well, you know, I started in Poland dreaming. You know, I mean, I was performing since I was 5 years old, you know, anywhere I could, school theaters, kitchen tables, you know, all of that stuff. And, you know, then I got into like more of a typical performances. And plus, with my school, I was part of Odyssey of Mind. It was like a performing type of circle, and we even came to Washington, D.C. as the best group from part of Europe, I think central part of Europe. And, you know, but that was still not commercial. I always wanted to get into commercial, but, you know, Poland is a very small show business market. So to get into big movies and, you know, into big performances, it is hard. So then one day I went to TVN. It's a Polish private channel. They were just brand new. And I went there with a dream, like, you know, I want to do the biggest show Poland has ever seen. And I went to the reception desk, then I told my concept to the secretary, and I thought I would be kicked off. But she actually told me, okay, you know, you're just what? Like, I'm like,
how old
10
you
years
were
old.
Then?
10 years old.
Oh, my.
So I was really ready. I was in a suit. I was with a briefcase. I was like this artist producer coming with a vision for my own show.
Where did this came
so,
from?
You know, my father was at the conference in Warsaw. I was by myself with my cousin. I told her I need to go to TV station. She was like, okay. But I said to her, you wait outside. I will go inside. It's like a big shark. You know, I want to look important. So I went there, and actually the security guy, he sent me up. I went to the penthouse floor. I went to the office. He told me to wait. And then I see Sandra Walter. She was the daughter of the owner of the station. And she believed in my dream. That was the very first person, because I was before many castings and everything, and it was kind of like hard, but she really could see the bigger picture.
What job? What job did you get there?
I got my Cuban friends show. And
Cuba
then
and
did,
friends
she
show?
Did the TV special about it. And then people in Poland, big artists, they performed on my show. It was a charity show for RSPCA, Queen Elizabeth's Foundation for Animals. And so we kind of did entertainment and charity. And then, you know, it was in Forest Opera in Sopot. We did multiple shows like that. And then the Crown show was with Vanessa Redgrave when I was doing this for UNICEF and United Nations. And she came,
Warsaw.
Oscar-winning actress, and she supported me. She said some few political things that didn't necessarily make my future easy in Poland, because some politicians thought that she went above and that I planned it with her, but it wasn't any plan. She just was very honest, saying that, you know, Poland is such a beautiful country, but she just wanted to say that she can see even bigger picture.
Yeah.
And she did then say some few things of government. So, you know, anyway, we did the show. We helped the children. And then it was a very interesting thing, you know, to do with the price of maybe some, you know, difficulties. But after that, I just knew that I wanted to continue that, doing music, doing movies. Still, it wasn't for me. Really, believe or not, I never had a record deal in Poland. I spoke with multiple labels. Nobody wanted to take me. Actually, one biggest A&R in Poland, she told me, Kuba, we'll not sign you because your vision is too big.
Hmm.
We don't have money for this vision, and you are too out of control that we will be able to put you in any package. So I had to go to London. In London, I also didn't get a deal. In London, they told me, you're too American. So then
I was like,
what's wrong with me or what's wrong with them? And then I went to
New York. Ever been in America before? When you
yes,
went to,
I was
already.
I won this Odyssey of Mind in Poland. Okay. So I went to Washington to perform, and I felt American.
Like
I mean, since childhood, you know, I felt American, Italian, Polish. I always knew my home is America because of this state of mind, you know?
Yes.
So then, you know, I came to New York, and actually, when I came back to America, everything started to be easier a little bit. I mean, from artistic point of view, I was understood. What I want to sing, what I wanted to act, it was just understood. It was not something out of box too much. I mean, it still was, but it was just in a profile that could exist.
We'll tell you in a moment. We explain people what did you really wish for and what's happened, because this is really American dream come true in the beginning, but also later American dream that can be crushed in the second, and then again
Hollywood nightmare with Hollywood
nightmare.
Dream.
And this is like. I know that eventually we'll be having a movie about your life, because I don't know. Kubaka. This is somebody who cannot really. I do not know anybody like you, honestly.
Really?
And I, for 20 something years, I'm in America, and obviously I was working for many, many years in a business, in a music business, and recording and touring. I never met somebody like that. You Thank are you. Very unusual. And I think people need to, you need to be seen more and more and talk to people because your charisma is also so big when you
Thank you so much.
When you are around somebody, you know, you just like beaming with positive outlook on life and vision, whatever the vision is. And yeah. I don't think so people question, people want you to achieve this vision. And I'm sure you are on the way to something really, really big. And American Dreams, like I say, I think is happening for Kubaka. And I know, again, Dad and Mom, you both are very smart people, very professional people, and, you know, breathing business and understanding this market. And, of course, you can have amazing talent. I still need to have a lot of people to help
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And obviously with protection of mommy and daddy being hugged and just looked over all the time when something's down, not up, it's so important that yeah. everybody listen to this story. Every parent, you know, you need to look over
but
your child, yes?
You know what happened? Of course, Kuba is amazing talent and I'm very proud of my son. But of course, it was after his first manager passed away, Frank Di Lio.
Yeah, Frank Di Lio.
It was a very big chaos around Kuba. I came here, I put in order in a few months, and now even the people call me, the American talents writes me the emails, they want me to be the manager of them. But I am here for sure only for my son. But it means something that if you want, if you are smart enough, if you know this business, of course, America it's completely different than Europe, but you can find your place everywhere.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, because so many people also say, Ilona, my gosh, we are an American and we cannot find ourselves, you know, in all
right.
the system. And how do you do all of these things? How you here and there, how you find these contacts, how you're talking to people, how you're having your own radio show. How
yes.
you, oh, how. Yeah, I think the persistence is very important.
Yes.
I think, obviously, having the good personality and good outlook and knowing that that's what I want and I don't even care if I get there, but I will be enjoying every, you know, step,
yes.
hopefully forward,
exactly.
you know. That's so important. We have a music. We need to play something because
Yeah.
without that, you know,
oh, I'm so
nobody
proud
will know.
Of the music. I mean, you know, this is the new single.
Okay, that's what we are starting from?
With Sean Garrett.
Tell us
you know,
it's Sean Garrett, that big name.
Very hard process to even get his attention because, you know, obviously he's so-called one of five best producers in America. And he mostly works for Beyoncé, for Usher, for Nicki Minaj. So, you know, very busy guy. And I just knew I wanted to work with him because he has this depth and definition that, you know, his music is very entertaining. But also it's not just music for music. It's music with a meaning of something bigger. And his stories, how he tells the stories as a songwriter, it's so amazing, and then he puts the sounds. So, you know, I did fight for him about a year, mm-hmm. actually, and actually his team never told him about me because, you know, so many people, they come to him. He never worked with a guy from Poland. He never wanted to work with a guy from Poland. And that was for me like, oh, you will see, you will like to work with a guy from Poland. And then, you know, we went to Atlanta and we became really best friends. I mean, in studio, he started to really with me have this creative visions. We first time we met, we spoke 8 hours close in the studio. He told everybody, leave now, I want to stay with my brother, we need to discuss the music. And everybody was waiting, what they are doing, like, you know, they're recording.
Eight
and
hours, pretty
just,
long.
We just were talking and talking about life.
Yeah.
That brought us how to make
but
a song.
But that's what I say, you know, Kuba, you have this talent, you have this aura, you have this insight. That when people know you, they know that you are so sincere, you are so sweet, you are
Thank
gorgeous
you.
In first place. When you don't know, people say, oh my gosh, you know, look at this guy, great clothes, great, you know, jewelry, a beautiful man. And maybe they'll think, oh, better don't talk to him. But you know what? You break the ice in a second.
Thank
and
you.
I love this about you. Then I need to play something. And I know we are playing your perfect single.
Stop in.
Let's do
yes,
it.
Yes, the new single.
Wow. I love songs that are, in a way, very high energy.
Yeah.
But it's some type of sadness in the song, some type of seriousness.
Yeah,
but
and the lyric is fantastic.
It's a real story.
I saw your video, because we need to send people your way. You know, where if people want to see a video, of course, they can find you everywhere under Kubaka, K-U-B-A-K-A. But we have website under the same.
Yes.
Kubaka.
Kubaka.com. And, you know, what
Facebook, of course.
There,
everybody needs to go
now,
and say thank you.
It's just like a love story video and lyrics video. The true video is actually coming, and it's very special.
Oh, this is the one that a few months ago you were filming?
No. We still didn't film it. The new video will be very artistic.
Okay.
We already know it will be not possible to be anywhere typical, because it will be quite of a you'll see.
I wonder why. you don't like typical, for sure.
You'll see. I mean, it's a very brave artistic concept, and actually we will dedicate this video to a charity too. Because just I thought so. You know, so I'll give away my money, but you know, sometimes you need to do it, because actually I believe in this concept so much that I said, you know, I can't do it as a typical commercial project. So the video has this idea that definitely was never done before, and it will be a lot of things there.
Hmm.
And I hope you like it, because some people,
I think they already don't like
the idea.
You know, I'm going there. I think the geniusness,
you know,
of what you want to do.
And yes. You know, so basically the story is about me in love with this girl that is like cocaine, you know, or angel dust. I know I don't know drugs,
but
I know this girl because I was in love with a girl, like she was a drug, and Sean loved this story of my life. I told him so many nice things about my life. He chose the most dramatic love story I ever went through. And he said, I will call it Stop Thinning, and you know, that's your song. So, you know, we wrote it, and it's really sad, because actually you must release yourself from the love that is so important for you, but this love is killing you. So actually, the video will have a lot of blood. I will only say that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Children will not see?
It will be not, 18
not
plus only. Yeah.
You know, again, you know, whatever message is important to you, we would love to hear it. And,
I know.
And listen, song is amazing. Production, oh my God, again.
Thank you.
Really amazing. And you are, again, on the stage. I always, when I see you post little bit snaps here and here from your video, I couldn't do it. My life was, and still is, a little bit messy. But I know it's better. Everything is going better also.
Yeah.
We are keeping our fingers crossed. You
Thank
were
you.
Saying something about charity. Now I got
charity,
you.
Yes.
Because, obviously, we know Ilona Europa also loves charities. And one of charities that I really, really am involved with is Gift of Life. And Brenda Small, my dear friend for many, many years. Right now, she is the president of LA chapter for Gift of Life. She is mostly in El Salvador, saving children's life who have problem, heart problem. And I cannot believe $1,000 is saving life of one child if it's operated in El Salvador. When he's in America, is in a $500,000 or something, then please, 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 if anybody has a little tiny bit money or a little bit of something, connect with Gift of Life. Find Brenda Small, president of Gift of Life LA chapter, also on Facebook. And what can I say? It's so easy to save child's life. $1,000, child will be alive. Then please listen to this commercial.
5.5 million children a year are born with a congenital heart defect.
In a country like El Salvador, the statistics skyrocket because of the poor living conditions, poor prenatal care, and poor nutrition. And those children have nowhere to turn.
Gift of Life is a program that focuses on helping children from developing countries who suffer from congenital heart defects.
The reason we decided to focus in El Salvador is because there were thousands of children on the critical cardiac waiting list at the one children's hospital in this entire country, and one in five of them were dying every single day.
To date, we have saved over 200 Salvadoran children's lives, but we are just not getting all the children that need to be saved right now.
Without the support to continue with this program and develop the sustainability of the program, one in five children on the cardiac waiting list die every single day. There's no greater gift in the world than giving a child a second chance at life.
thank you, Brenda, for all what you do. And I know we'll be putting some good shows soon. And we always are raising good money. I think for the last 2 years, we didn't do any show because Brenda got promotion. And now she has her own chapter for LA, like I said, for LA. But still, she's all the time in El Salvador, and she's doing magic.
Wow.
And not only her, obviously, doctors all around the world. But when you go to Accent On and you see my home, you will see pictures all over children who are saved right now, and they're from so many countries. You know, anyway, you like to also do good. Yes,
yes, even now, you know, I became the face for 6 months of Apollo Male Models in Miami, and it's this big fitness lifestyle franchise, and they actually found me on Google. So we now do the calendar that will be a benefit for AIDS, and it's very interesting because, you know, what I must say, you know, we live in such a high-tech world, you know, we live in 21st century, and it's such a shame that we have all, but we don't have the cure for cancer, we don't have the cure for AIDS, we don't have what it takes for us humans to be comfortable, and we allow so many people to suffer. So that really became my big reflection on, you know, because when even I lately did travel, I was invited to beautiful places, amazing, like even in Miami. And, you know, and you see this beauty of the world, and then you can't really enjoy it. I mean, in my shoes, maybe I'm so stupid, but in my shoes, I can't enjoy it all the way when I know so many people suffer.
Yeah.
And they are dying when you are enjoying another glass of champagne or enjoying, you know, another amazing thing.
And that's why early childhood,
it's a terrible
so sensitive person.
Feeling. Because, and you know, again, I enjoy sometimes something because I feel like, you know what I can do. I mean, as an artist, as humanitarian, what I can do and what we can do in 21st century, and, you know, we can build skyscrapers, we can build, you know, amazing planes, amazing cars. How we cannot find the cure for many illnesses, you know? And I was watching children in Africa dying of so many illnesses, you know? We see in USA so many people suffering AIDS, cancer. Actually, my father even, he had this little cancer issues, but he's fine now, but also we're going through all this cancer drama. So how we cannot have cure for that? And we are saying we are modern civilization? We are definitely not.
Again, listeners, I know that LA and LA Talk Radio is one of the hottest internet radio, and obvious is all around the world, and it's just very highly rated. You know, on a Google, millions of people are listening, and also people love Accent On. Thank you so much. We are really, really, we are not pitching ourselves when it comes to charities. We are trying, and we're doing whatever we can do to make this world a little bit better place. And I think everybody before Christmas, before the all holiday time, everybody, if we can say, okay, a little something tiny, what can I do for neighbor, for next door, for this, for big world, whatever, sell something, give away. It's so good when you move to another place like I do and you find so much clothes that you never will use and somehow they're in a closet and you give away.
Yeah.
Toys. My daughter was so fun. Mommy, somebody will enjoy it. I know. And they're
absolutely
pretty good clothes. Yeah, I could wear them. Never, probably. But anyway, gave away everything. Gave away because somebody will really, really enjoy what we have and we don't use. Then please, people, gift of life.
Absolutely.
You know, Brenda Small, please find this lady. Find a beautiful organization. Very beautiful, gorgeous organization. Talk to Kubaka. Kubaka has also a very nice message that he wants to send, you know, and maybe save the world, you know, from AIDS and cancer. You never know.
Yeah, you know,
you
actually
never know
it's
who
very
will help.
Interesting what now does Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for HIV, that they try to find the cure. And, you know, that's why we also want to dedicate something. This calendar will go in hands with that. And it'll be interesting because, you know, we'll show a beautiful calendar, very exclusive, very high-end photography, with very, I would say, dream lifestyle in it. But still, you know, we want to make it a benefit. And actually, you know, the calendar was presented to me and, you know, because I was, of course, paid for being the face of Apollo, but now the calendar was another business option, and I gave away all my income for charity because I just said, you know, you already paid me. You know, how much I can be paid? I'm not yet where I want to be.
Honestly, please check Kubaka website. Please check his kingdom. He calls him kingdom
Kubaka
because
kingdom. It's
really kingdom.
Too.
It's growing. And I know if you will be, and you are already successful, but if you will be king of the world, whatever the kingdom will be, because all of us, we can find our own kingdom.
Absolutely.
That, we are not
that's
kingdom.
The message
true.
Of Kubaka yeah. kingdom. You know, the message of Kubaka kingdom is we build this place. You know, anyway, it's a secret yet to not be discovered. But also, my title of the album is King of the Night. And, you know, all this kingdom, all this king, the message of it is that we all are the kings and the queens
yes,
of our
yes.
own lives, our own kingdoms, and we should embrace it.
Absolutely.
You know, and we should not follow just the system where we are, because we can be today making some simple things, but because the life is so beautiful, we can be tomorrow, you know, the king of the world, as you say, or the queen
yep.
of the world.
Absolutely.
Whatever it means, because, you
absolutely.
Know, even if you help this foundation that Ilona is promoting and you donate this $1,000,
yep.
you
one
are becoming
child.
The queen or
one
the king.
Of the child's life forever, you know.
And so be the kings, be the queens.
Be the queen. Yes,
yeah.
yes. Okay.
You are.
Time for music.
Time for
uh-huh.
music.
Okay, I love Combat. I know this is a little bit
you
older
do.
Song in a way, which is not
old.
Old to me, because if it's two,
it's
3 years old, to me it's new. It's so many songs that you have no time to release.
I did Frank D'Elia. Actually, mm-hmm. it will make its own way on the album, but it will be a little bit remake of it done. But this is the original, so I think it's
and
really
it is so close to your heart.
Epic. Yeah, yes. this is really
something I
it.
Think, let's just play. It's a very unusual song, and I like it.
Another child was a war going on today in our very own backyard, boy. And the question is, what are we going to do? Survival of the fittest. Today in Afghanistan, the Marines are our battle, our soldiers. The question is, what are we going to do about this? Are we doing anything to change it that anyone can possibly do to change this?
Yo, there's a global war going on. In every city, in every ghetto, a struggle for freedom, a struggle for peace, for good and equality. And at some point, we have to find the courage to come together on this battlefield and fight as one.
Combat, 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 combat.
powerful song.
Thank you.
Very cool.
It's
very
real.
Very real. Very very good song. I love it. I love arrangement. I love the going to the, you know, orchestration and classical voices and just all this unusual stuff.
It's fun, you know.
It's great and powerful. Also, then you have for right now we heard two great songs of Kubaka. Axenon, I need to say, has a really growing supporters list, and one of them is a company called Forever and Living product. I love these people. They are a married couple. They're working together also very hard, Yelena and Sergi. And I would like a little bit to play something about their business because we support them also.
Accent On with Alona Europa on LA Talk Radio proudly presents words from our supporter. We all dream to live forever, to be healthy, wealthy, and beautiful. Forever Living Aloe Vera Products promises to change your life with evolving line of skincare, cosmetics, weight management products, and aloe vera drinks. Aloe vera, a miracle plant, is not only the inspiration but the foundation behind Forever Living products for the past 35 years. To purchase our products or to join our team, go to aloeglobalbuzz.com or contact us at facebook.com/aloeglobalbuzz. Let us help you open up your eyes and mind and show you how Forever Living products can help you create a better, healthier, and happier you. Call Yelena at 818-292-4252 for more information.
Very good product. I always say that their toothpaste is just amazing. And the scrub, amazing facial scrub. Natasha is using the lipstick with mirror and light. Who saw mirror? Mirror and light in a lipstick. Then when you are in darkness, you just push the button, you have light, and you can, you know, it's just gorgeous product, gorgeous, gorgeous product, and a lot of health stuff also then. But we'll be having Yelena and Sergi soon on the radio this month also. They will be talking more about this great idea and aloe vera products, okay? Oh, gosh, we have physical attraction, Kubaka, and I think that's also what represents you, Kuba.
Really?
Because first, we say calendar. Apollo. For 6 months, you'll be on a stand everywhere, yes? In Florida. This is only in Florida.
Yeah. I mean, this is in
Florida. And you know what? That you are looking like movie star from, I don't know, 1945, 1950s. You are like, you could be just the most beautiful.
And this is the interview there about Cuba life.
And also we wanted to promote their lifestyle, you know,
career.
A fitness lifestyle.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Why I also signed with this because I really believe that fitness is great. And, you know, if you train yourself, your body, you give it time, you have to have it because, you know, how long you can just take care of your house and car and take care of your own car,
gosh,
your own body, you know?
I don't like what you're saying because it means that I'm supposed to exercise.
You have to,
and
but
eat
also,
less.
But
I
you look
wanna.
So beautiful, you look so beautiful. You know, you're the example, you're the role model.
I don't need to exercise and I can eat everything. No. But you know what? I think this is the time, 2014, which people love. We all get better. And
I have a great trainer for you. My trainer is Stan McQuay. You know,
what is his name?
His name is Stan McQuay. He's the one who transformed bodies of 50 Cent, of Dr. Dre, of Vin Diesel.
Ow.
And we actually work on the book, fitness book.
That's cool.
Yeah, it will take 1 year because, you know, we'll go from me now to me like a size and shape I dream of.
Okay, very fast. What do you have coming?
The movie.
Movie. Okay.
Life New the Girls.
Cool.
Yes, I did cast for this movie. It was just so by accident. I mean, I was developing different movie project, and then the casting director told me, you know, they are looking for this gangster prince from Europe.
Perfect for
in
you.
In love with LA stripper.
Oh, perfect for
and
you.
And it's a main supporting role. And I said, yeah, perfect.
So Mama, you were okay with this, Tina?
Oh, I loved it.
Because
it was action movie
action
comedy.
Action comedy with Andy
love
Dick.
It.
Andy Dick was impossible to work with because he was putting such jokes in the studio. We couldn't stop laughing. He was so cool. And, you know, beautiful actresses that they played these strippers, and especially one with broken leg. There was this one stripper with broken leg
because
who's dancing every night.
Action
and, you
comedy.
Know, and she was dancing because her boyfriend was a drug dealer, so she had to
she
dance.
Needed to make money.
And you know, the movie is about this one guy who is very rich. His father is super rich in Beverly Hills, and the father dies, and the lawyer comes to the son, who worked one day, and said, you know, now we need to run the family business. And he's, oh, what is that? Stock exchange? He said, no, your daddy, he was the owner of the biggest strip club. He's, what? So now he's to run the strip club. I am this annoying guest who thinks it's my strip club. I love all these strippers. And
then
he wants to kill me. I want to kill him.
But
and
don't tell the
funny story.
In February.
Sounds funny, funny, funny. And I'm sure you look gorgeous, and I'm sure you are very comedic. You are very, you know, funny guy. Then very cute. And okay, we have Apollo, we have movie, and we have video in the making. We have release of your album. No album, really, mini
single.
Album.
And the album is coming.
With remixes. With remixes. Who is your dance record promoter?
Well, you know, now my record, my new promoter is Joey Carvella, who also discovered me on Google. I mean, Google, I love Google. And he's a promoter of Pitbull. And so he now takes me to another label and stuff like that. So it's really cool.
Yeah, okay, the politics behind, of course, the music business, that
terrible.
Is tough.
Terrible.
This is a tough.
It's a mafia business.
It's a
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No.
You know, you need to know how to
something.
Swim. Nothing wrong with that. I think, you know, you know how to swim with the sharks.
Say,
you
absolutely.
Are fine.
The only thing that I need to say is that you must be so damn careful, because you can sign things that they will
sign
show
your life
you
away.
Forever, you know?
And they can take your money also. Then
and
you
also
know
can work with people. I mean, and I want to be honest, you know, some people, they don't talk about it because they want to look like, oh, I'm so perfect. Of course, we all try to be perfect, but, you know, I worked with people that almost destroyed everything I care about in my career, you know? Wrong producers, wrong label.
But now is the new chapter.
It's a new
and
chapter.
Everything
I went through the Hollywood nightmare.
Perfect.
Now it's a Hollywood dream. But
you know,
we need to win.
Again, that's life.
That's
you
life.
Know? That's
you know,
life.
We can't
it's
hide
always
it.
Something
we
good.
We can't hide it. We have to embrace it.
And yeah, you're right. And I really believe all that I'm getting, and you are so young, but I'm sure Mama will agree, Tina will agree with me, that the bad times are really important.
Very.
To good
yeah,
times.
They define you. You know, they really make you defined and stronger. And I know it's you know, it sounds like you know, corny, but I really do believe that if we fight for what we believe in, we just become the greatest version of ourselves, you know, because
nice words. Okay, because we have only 5 minutes,
five minutes.
I would still
oh
want to play a little bit of your song. I also would love to play my song, because Sun is Going Down, really, I stopped playing because Easy Come Easy Go went really,
I love it.
And did very well.
It's a beautiful track.
You know, I don't know if you know this, FM radio is very, very good. You need to check. This song was charting with the biggest people also.
Wow.
On 100.
Oh, congratulations.
This is such a hit.
And
I love,
three
you know,
months, I
the
was
cover,
fighting.
Everything.
Everybody was a big, and indie. It was me and another person. I went to number 10, and I had no idea.
Congrats.
Somebody told me that I was
Ilona, the
like,
queen.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
That.
Queen for the moment, but we can
queen
be queen for
the lifetime.
Mind. But right now, it's dark in LA. The sun is going down, already went down, and I want people to dance with us, because we have this energy about us. Europeans love dance. Music, we love everything what has high energy, good message, and positive way of thinking. And I think this is what the song represents. And Domenico Capuano, producer of Eiffel 65, of course, produced the song, and I'm proud of it.
Oh,
Kubaka, Kingdom Kubaka, everything what Kuba represents, please check him out. All links are links to his website are on LA Talk Radio, and we'll be putting, of course, this show for downloads on iTunes, on Stitchers, on LA Talk Radio. We can listen. Everybody can listen. Then thank you so much for listening. And we had one more physical attraction song. I promise I will be playing next Monday. And Mama, Tina Trotso, you are the most beautiful human being and beautiful lady. I want to be you.
Oh, my God. Mamma mia.
She's really gorgeous. I'm trying to be good mama of the great daughter. Kuba, you are a beautiful man. And again, he preaches and he's doing what he's preaching. And I call this preaching because it really has high message. And, you know, you can be amazing clothes. You can have a great clothes, but you can really take care of the people who need you. And he tries to do
it. I just am very outspoken. And I say what I feel. I don't want to feel like I'm preaching, but, you know, it's just that I care about some things. Like, some things, they make me so into them. Like, now this AIDS campaign, I'm so into it. Like, you know, like, if you feel something, you feel, you know? You can't help it.
Then let's help. 2014 is coming. Yes. Everybody can change the world in little or big way.
Yeah.
For right now,
it's fun to do.
I love you all. Thank you, my friends. Thank you for coming. And
thank
obviously,
you.
Anything
you,
new, please come again. And people, I'm sure, want to know everything about you. Okay?
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank
best
you, guys.
Best greetings to everybody.
Good night.
Yeah.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.